1861. 1. Alan Pinkerton. Though they were still traveling through territory infested with secession sympathizers, the ride from Baltimore to Washington early the morning of February 23, 1861, proved uneventful. Alan Pinkerton finally relaxed. He joined Ward Hill Lehman in sipping from a liquor bottle. Pinkerton had not been particularly thrilled with Abraham Lincoln's hard-drinking Illinois law crony tagging along. The fewer people involved in this operation, the better, he believed. But Mary Lincoln had insisted that the burly bodyguard accompany them as the detective escorted her husband on the dangerous trip to the nation's capital. The blustery layman, who sported a uniform he designed for himself, brought along two pistols, a large Bowie knife, a pair of brass knuckles, and a thick hickory stick. Though Pinkerton usually abstained from alcohol, he told his son it made him grumpy. The detective would become a cigar-smoking whiskey drinker if he needed to play one working a case. Friends and associates believed Alan Pinkerton was gifted with courage and unusual powers of observation. As a young man, he'd been a labor agitator, falling under the spell of Scottish revolutionaries. He now hated slavery and had become a fanatical abolitionist. He thought his parents had been atheists, and he considered himself one as well. He had honed a sixth sense to anticipate criminal activity before it happened. He was stubbornly persistent, refusing to be worn down by adversity. Yet he could be a tiresome prig, who harangued employees, friends, and relatives about the virtues of honesty, integrity, and courage. He was a tyrant at home, completely dominating his wife and children. He had dark, brooding eyes set deeply under a wide brow with a heavy beard that covered his face, save for his upper lip that he occasionally shaved. He was usually dour and humorless, only occasionally showing a sense of humor. He was a master publicist, skilled at promoting his business and shameless about airbrushing his image. He was a disciple of phrenology, the pseudo-medicine that defines a person's character and intellect from measurements of the head's size and shape. A phrenologist examined him, writing that the detective's brain measured 23 inches, very large, the professor reported, and concluding that he was blessed with earnestness, enthusiasm, hardiness, whole-souledness, impetuosity, and excitability.